Welcome everybody to today's Sunday sermon. My name is Father Tom Casey, SMA, of the SMA Media Center in Ndola in Zambia, producing and presenting this program. We are encouraged today to consider and also appreciate very much the word that has been passed on to us from God, namely the Bible. Just imagine before anything was written down what the world was like. How did early people communicate? Of course, it looks like that speaking would have come before actually writing anything down, either in a symbolic form or any other form. Imagine then what it must have been like when God inspired holy people and in ancient times, and they put down what he wants the human race to be doing. Inspiration is the doctrine in Christian theology that the human writers and canonizers of the Bible were led by God, with the result that their writings may be designated the Word of God. And therefore we owe a lot to the holy men and women of years and years and millennium ago that have written down what was later to be considered by the church inspired words from God. Before Johannes Gutenberg had a printing machine perfected and ready to use commercially in 1450, the only way to duplicate a document or book was to copy it by hand. The Roman Emperor Constantine became a Christian and authorized the production of many copies of the scriptures. Now, the making of copies of the Bible began in earnest, but it was still a huge undertaking. By the year 600, the Gospels had been translated into 8 languages. With this copying and translation activity, a confusing variety of scriptures began to circulate through the early church. Finally, the Pope commissioned the great scholar Jerome to make a definite translation into Latin, which was completed in 405. For nearly 1,000 years, this translation, known as the Vulgate, reigned supreme. The work of copying the scriptures was undertaken in earnest in the monasteries in the Middle Ages. Several thousand monasteries were established across Europe, and for many of the monks, making copies of the scriptures was their chief task. They became the true guardians of the text and produced literally thousands of magnificent Bibles. Teams of scribes and artists worked with parchment to produce incredibly beautiful works of art. All this goes to prove that God has been wanting to communicate his word with our ancestors. And there is no difference today. God is wanting to communicate with us all, each and every one. His word was written, and we read the Bible to be inspired to know what God is saying to us. That doesn't mean to say that there is no communication directly from God to us personally in the depths of our hearts. God is continuing to communicate with us. His word in the Bible inspires us to know more and to be in the way of inspiration in our lives. Hence today is designated as the Word of God Day in the Catholic Church, started off by Pope Francis. Pope Francis wants us to have an appreciation for what God has done for us in his way of communicating with us. Pope Francis is inviting Catholics across the world to deepen their appreciation and love and faithful witness to God and his word. The third Sunday in Ordinary Time every year from now on, and this year is the 26th of January, which is today, is to be observed as a special day devoted to the celebration and study and dissemination of the Word of God. So we thank God for what He has done for us and is doing for us, helping us to know His will, especially through His Word and in the depths of our hearts. Pope Francis says this Sunday he wants to stimulate all Christians not just to place the Bible on the shelf as one of the many books there, perhaps filled with dust, but as an instrument that awakens our faith. The inexhaustible richness that comes from God's constant dialogue with us, His people. Therefore, we are called to appreciate and adore God's Word. Things we can do to help us to appreciate what God has done for us and is doing for us through His Word, especially the Bible. Maybe we can have a Bible in our homes, opened and ready for anyone to read. Maybe as you enter your house, maybe at the door, maybe in the sitting room or any other special place. Maybe make a resolution to read something from the Bible, even if only for 1 minute or 2 minutes every day. The Bible, of course, is what we use in our Christian communities in some places in the world. It's the center of our meetings. Every meeting starts off with a carefully planned quotation from the Bible. Maybe this is something we can do everywhere. There is no harm in having a copy of the Bible in or on your desk at your workplace. And when there is a moment to relax, open it and read something. Of course, there are many seminars and retreats which are based on the Bible and are available to us all. We know it's not easy for the working person to have time off to do such seminars. But with the internet these days, we can find many, many ways of searching and seeking and finding the Word of God speaking to us in our moments when we have time. Maybe at night time that you have a little bit of freedom for a few minutes, 5 minutes or 3 minutes or even 1 minute, open the Bible and read something. But we could use the Bible just for a few minutes, read something, and maybe as the time goes on, to carefully choose something to be read. Use the readings of the Mass each day. The Church has provided us with an amount of carefully planned readings of the Bible. We are so blessed as Catholics to have this available to us. Look at your calendar and find the quotations that are used on that day. And you don't have to read the whole thing, or you can just read some of what those quotations are about. It's important to allow the Word from the Bible to sink into our hearts and to become part of our lives. You will find God inspiring and showing you the way. Have a lovely day and rejoice in the Word of God. God has spoken to us through His Word and is speaking to us in our hearts when we read His Word especially, and then contemplate and allow it to take root in our hearts. May God bless you. This is Father Tom Casey, SMA, of the SMA Media Center in Indola, signing off now and wishing you every God's blessing.